The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. One of my first assignments with the Father Stasiak was without question a holy man. I spent several years subsequently gathering stories because there really was a question for a while about starting his monastic canonization to have him formally recognized as a saint. He was also, by every account, a royal pain to live with. He was notorious about leaving his laundry, leaving machines, so other people were asking him to get it. He would bring homeless people, if they were out of room in the shelter, he would bring homeless people into the priory, into the rectory, as it were, and put them in his own bed, and he'd sleep on a couch, which sounds really selfless. So you get up the next morning, and you're in the bathroom, there's a stranger there, and you don't know who belongs in your house. Saints are holy.
The reason the church offers us the addresses as the sort of
steal, don't lie, don't sleep with the wrong people. Here's how you know if you're out of bounds. Don't do these things. But all the law can ever do is tell you if you're on track. It can never get from where you are to where you want to be. That change has to come from the inside out. It comes by the action of grace. You'll see sometimes at the end of the Mass, either as I'm walking down the aisle or you'll hear me muttering in the sacristy, the end of the first chapter of St. John's Gospel. And the very last line of that, right, is, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth have come by Jesus Christ." That's not a commentary on the Jews, right? But it is a commentary on us. Because we've been given the grace to change ourselves from the inside out. To become poor in spirit, meek and humble, merciful and peace-loving and peacemaking. To even rejoice in suffering. We've got it in us already. But few of us take advantage of it. What the church celebrates today is what happens when people do take advantage of it. Those we call saints. And it is among their number we already sin whenever we come to the altar. In just a few moments, you'll hear me sing. And so, with all the choirs of angels and saints, that's not just a free line, that's a fact. Because when the church gathers for Eucharist, the whole chorus of angels and saints surrounds the altar. And when you sing, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of hosts," that song echoes from earth to heaven, from you